Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
Slack City Radio.
Let's go. Go, go, go.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what day is it? I don't know. We start in the future, April in fact, because that's not out yet. That's Billions of Comrades from Belgium with a forthcoming LP called Trotop, and that was a track called Scab Arlo Pam, probably. If I haven't pronounced that right, I apologise sincerely, everyone.
Is Elvis alive? Call 1-900-909-ELVIS.
Hotline.
909 Elvis. Call 1-900-909 Elvis. Elvis.
's very own the Cassandra Complex, and haven't heard them for ages actually. And that's a Hotline to Elvis from the LP The Play, and rather good that. Anyway, it's like spring's just around the corner, so it's just blooming raining all the flipping time. So I tried to cut the lawn. That was a hideous mistake because it just gunged up me fly mow. And I don't know, life, eh? Tufty music here on the Spinning Man. So hopped on the bicycle, whizzed over to Ottawa, and had a quick listen to Paragon Chords, right? From an LP called Autopilot, is that right? The track was called Tune to Play. Yeah, rather lovely that, and it's got some fuzzy stuff in it, so should please everyone out there in the world, I reckon. Well, anecdotes, are there going to be any? God, We spend our lives waiting for such information, don't we? Well, darn fine, I reckon. Avalanche Kato. See, we can't stay away from Belgium. We'd just pop back to Brussels like on a whim. So listen to Avalanche Kato. As I just said, right, and that track, I'm going to hiccup, and you're multitasking. That's a track called Sunguru. From an LP called Avalanche Kato. I don't know a great deal about them, but pretty good. So you know where to find it, so go and find it. I'm going to pop down and make myself a cup of soup, right? Because that's what us Brummies do, is when we're feeling a bit piggish, we have a cup of soup, as you well know. We'll be right back. good old Cortinas with the fascist dictator. And I got that from this slot on Bandcamp called Bristol Archive Records. And this is originally the Bristol Punk Explosion Volume 2, 1977 to 1981, various artists. And there's some belting tracks on it, and that's one of them, of course, as you well know. Good morning again, this morning. Maybe I've got something wrong with me jaw. That's what I think. Anyway, what was I going to say now? I haven't got a clue. There's a man just walking past me out looking scruffy. I'll ring the coppers right now. Stuff. Isolation Mineshaft, or one word, that is from Germany, on Phantom Records, and it's a track called Leer, from an LP called Der Tanzgecht Weiter. Pronounced like a true German, that is. And there's cars passing each other on my road. God, it's non-stop, isn't it? Talking of music here, me and Joe 91 are working on a few more Svanzalungi type stuff. So I'll play it as soon as it's finished, but it'll be ages yet. So don't hold your breath. Thank you. in your face. That's a band called Chaser. And you'd think there'd be millions of bands called Chaser, but yeah, I've never heard of it before. Anyway, I think they're from New York, and that's a track called Bold Disobedience from an LP called Planned Obsolescence. Got long words, haven't they? And they're on a label called Decoherence. Something records from New York. So, good Lord. Anyway, after me fab weekend, regular viewers will know, I spent at Romford Horror Festival. Excuse me, I've got a cough. it made me remember how great conventions and stuff are. And because I've basically Red Dwarf, Torchwood, Merlin and Hogfather. And a good few years ago, I went to a good few conventions as a guest, right? And you get paid, you sign pictures of yourself and charge people money. And lots of people come up and go, hey, you're great. And it's sort of win-win, win-win, to be perfectly honest. And so I need some more, right? So I looked up, I've got all my pictures that I used to use, and there are special agencies now, so I'm going to apply to some of them this week and see if I can get some bookings, because there's conventions everywhere. And if you know of any and you want the shind on, give us a call. Ta.
Ford and the Shaker were having a chain one dark night, lonely place, Cole popped up, loaded to the gill, they chased them bombs just to get to thrill. Yeah, man, look at them go! Took give a hot rod one by one, my baby said, now ain't this fun? Yeah! She digs it the mess, man, she digs it the most. Go, man, go, want to win this chase. Nothing to do but take first place. Yeah, I know that, honey, I know that. Old car run like got disorder, but a turn 110 in just a quarter. Yeah, I was flying them low. There's another cat coming, he's flying along, his wheels are on. I see him, honey, I see him. No sweat, baby, this one's in a bag. Just sit tight, we'll win the strike. Yeah, honey, 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 honey. Oh, daddy-o, you're not coming in. Move over, over, let another dog win. Yeah, man, get it over. Food was hot and I'm not kidding, but the chicken left a scene like a vocal said. Yeah, there you go. I'm not kidding, but the chicken left a scene like a vocal said. Ha-ha, there you go, you come to high water patrol. Here we go, yeah, yeah, we gotta get out of here.
Girl, that's old. That was recorded in 1065, the year before the Bayeux Tapestry, by James Gallagher. And it's called Ford and Shaker. That's another one off these. Yeah, I'm not going on about it. Flipping great compilations of CDs coming out of your ears. And that's very good. So enough about that. I had me a cup of soup. It was great. It's a sort of soup. It's a sort of vegetable-y one, which was quite nice, but totally nondescript of the taste of anything in particular, but it was actually quite pleasant. But I doubt you really care a fig. That's another newie on the ever interesting Cruel Nature Records. And that's Bell Royals with a track called I'm Walking Stewart. And the album's called Robustly Armenian. So you have to go on to Cruel Nature Records and read up about it on Bandcamp, won't you? And then buy it, of course, because that's what we should all do. They also did Dragged Up, who I play every flipping 20 minutes here on The Spinning Man. Right, shall we see what Hazel's got? Yeah, we haven't been to Redditch. Hazel, are you there?
Hello, lovely listeners. Yay, it's Ranton's mum here, and this is my tune of the week. Hope you enjoyed it. Take care and see you all next week.
Where the heck do you find them, Hazel? That's brilliant. They're from South Korea. Oh, I don't know. You're just multinational, you are, or something similar. That's a band called Drinking Boys and Girls Choir with a track called Oddaby. From an LP called Marriage License. Is that right? Oh, I haven't got this. I've got to check this. Yeah, it's on Electric Muse Records in South Korea, who have released 50 albums since 2006. So you know where to go. Go and have a look and listen to some of their stuff, because some of it's just genius. I don't know. Well done, Hazel. Anyway, I can't top that. We are on a mission.
Replicating working models, we are under observation. Assimilate the elements, we are on a mission. Integrating, so ensuring our continuation.
Pussifer, you have never played on the radio. And that's Postulus, reimagined by Fantagram, in brackets. And no, nothing about Pussifer, but I was talking to my bestie friend in the world, Levi, right? And he's just tour manager to the stars. I mean, David Bowie, Roxy Music, yeah, he's done them all. And we bought houses together, and anyway, we go way back. But he's doing this tour, right, over in America, Sasanta, which is basically Pussifer, Primus, and a Perfect Circle. And all three bands are going to be on stage at the same time. They're all, you know, playing some songs and stopping and playing songs together. And absolutely, oh, blimey. I think he's got his work cut out, right, but he loves them all. And he'll do it, because he's just like one of those people who he can separate his brain into little sections and do 20 things at once, well, 100 things at once. Unlike me, I can watch telly. Recipe. Sorry, I was inhaling breath at that point in time. That's the recipe from Melbourne. You can always tell Melbourne bands, they do have a twinge of Devo Core or Egg Punk or whatever. But that's gut health and rather good. I was going to drop If He Is Fudge, Simply because it's quite hard to find heavy metal-y tracks that I actually like still. But Quaidox, his comments, always leaves some comments on my Podomatic version of the show. Said, don't you dare, right? So, okay, I won't. So, I will reinstate Heavy as Fudge.
Heavy as Fudge.
Going to have Evie as Fudge at some point, you've got to play Orange Goblin, and so I just have. That was Vagrant Stomp, and I hope you appreciated that Quaidox, Some of them you know, some of you don't. But always, it's always good to see your comments, so keep them coming. Right, we still got some minutes to go with fun. What's next? Maybe some goths. Maybe we should have a goths section. Maybe not. If I was 17 at the Powerhouse in Birmingham on a Wednesday night, I'd be dancing me little socks off. Very good. I like that. That's The Secret Experiment, with a track called Wasteland from an LP called Phantoms. And rather splendid, I reckon. Right, yeah, cram a couple more in. Maybe one, maybe two.
Good God!
Few shapes around the kitchen, your hush puppy sliding on the linoleum, and rightly so, because it was Robert Harris with Funk On. And if you ever can track him down, that's on Rare Funk Volume 1. And it's probably it's probably more volumes than that, but I've only got volume one, so that's a bit rubbish anyway. Anyway, let's see one more, then down the disc jockey obs. To end with, that's Half Undressed by Sebadoa, from a Sebadoa's special elitist mail order only single. So I bet loads of us have got that. I know Gary Davis has, but then he's always on the ball, aren't you, Gary? Gets a pint of drum bitter while you're at the bar. Great show, thanks for listening. Yes, always. Share it amongst your mates, and well, maybe you'll get more listeners next week. You never know. Anyway, see you next week barring incident. And oi, Gary, can you give me some crisps at the same time? Thank you.